VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The search and rescue mission continues 2 days after a powerful tsunami swept away local residents and tourists along the Sunda Strait in Indonesia. Associated Press correspondent Zariah Shackley reports.
Indonesia's disaster agency said that 128 others were missing in the disaster, and more than 600 homes, many hotels and vendor stalls, and more than 400 boats and ships are damaged. The number of casualties may still rise. The tsunami was not huge and did not surge far inland, but its force was destructive. The waves washed ashore along western Java and southern Sumatra Islands Saturday night following a volcanic eruption. Thousands of soldiers, police and government personnel, as well as volunteers, are working to find victims of the tsunami.
The tsunami struck without warning. Indonesia's disaster agency says the death toll has now climbed to 373 and the search continues for survivors and bodies. Afghan officials say a group of unknown gunmen, including suicide bombers, stormed a government building in Kabul on Monday, killing at least 29 people and wounding more than 20 others. The raid began in the afternoon with a suicide bomber detonating his explosives-packed car outside the building. The powerful blast enabled his partners to enter the building. The Interior Ministry told reporters in Kabul that the building has been cleared after an attack that lasted 7 hours. There have been no immediate claims of responsibility for the attack. Turkey sent another convoy of soldiers to its border with Syria on Monday. The heightened activity comes as Turkey and the U.S. have agreed to coordinate on the withdrawal of American troops from Syria. President Trump says Turkey will eliminate the rest of the Islamic State militants in Syria. This is VOA News. An anti-corruption court in Pakistan has sentenced former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to 7 years in prison for owning assets beyond his known sources of income. The Accountability Court acquitted Sharif in a second case, citing lack of evidence. He was also fined about $25 million and has been disqualified from politics for 10 years. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's party said Monday that Israel will hold early general elections in April and the Knesset will be dissolved. Netanyahu's coalition has been plagued by internal divisions for months. Mustafa Barghouti is a Palestinian member of parliament and a critic of Netanyahu.
The decision to dissolve the Israeli Knesset is a reflection of the great failure of Netanyahu government. He failed in Gaza, he failed in the north, he failed in the West Bank, and he has become, he and his government, an obstruction to any possibility of progress towards real peace.
General elections were scheduled to be held in November of 2019. Despite the disagreements, Netanyahu seems well-placed to win another term as Israel's prime minister. That would make him the country's longest-serving leader. There were peaceful Christmas celebrations in the West Bank town of Bethlehem on Monday, hosted by the Palestinian Authority. Correspondent Robert Berger was there and reports for VOA.
It was a festive kickoff to Christmas celebrations in Bethlehem as Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts held a colorful march through Manger Square. They faced a giant Christmas tree in front of the Church of the Nativity, what is traditionally considered the birthplace of Jesus. The parade took place near a big sign that read, "Pray for the freedom of Palestine," as local Palestinians and tourists looked on.
U.S. stock markets fell sharply on Monday. The S&P 500 dropped more than 2%. The Dow dropped nearly 3%. President Trump blames the Federal Reserve, which is the U.S. central bank, for the stock market declines and other economic problems. In tweets, he has said the only U.S. economic problem is rising interest rates. He accused Fed Chairman Jerome Powell of not understanding the market and damaging the economy with rate hikes. The Fed slashed the key interest rate to nearly zero to boost growth during the recession that started in 2009. The central bank kept rates low for several years. Some economists say investor confidence has been shaken by President Trump's tariffs on major trading partners. Raising trade costs can reduce trade, and cutting trade cuts demand goods and services. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.